Welcome to Downtime. I'm Justin McLeod. Have you ever just been lost, where you don't know what to do anymore? You know what you should do? You know what everybody wants you to do? But you don't know what you want to do? Or when you look in the mirror, you're like, who the fuck is that person? Yeah. Downtime's going to be a podcast on everything you can imagine. If you have any topics that you would like us to hit here, just let me know and I'll work on it. Life is crazy, isn't it? The ups, the downs. There's never no middle, never no steady ground. Everything's always moving, shaking. And, all in all, you feel displaced, just lost. I'm on my way somewhere and I don't have a map, don't even have an address. I know that's fun and exciting to some, but for others, I mean, it's a hopeless feeling. I recently went through a pretty hard breakup. I've been through quite a few of them in my life, and never put your eggs in one basket. Never put all of yourself into a person, because when that person leaves, where's yourself? Who are you? Self-esteem issues and self-confidence issues when we put that much into a person. It's normal and natural to feel pain and sadness when you go through a loss or grieving. You know, it's healthy, it's normal, but when you get stuck in that pattern of grieving and loss and feeling, you know, and it's been a year, two, that's when you know that there's a problem somewhere. The way we think, the way we operate, the way we view the world. Now me personally, I was abused as a child. Evil stepdad story. Don't have to get into details. Had a mom who tried her hardest, did her best, but she worked nonstop. Always had a roof over my head, but no supervision, no guidance, no physical touch. Always searching for a hug from somebody in my younger days. You know, and all of these things transpired into a 33-year-old man I am today, who's just now figuring out who he is, and who's not scared to talk out and talk about things. I tend to like to talk about the shit that nobody wants to talk about, or in jokes, I'm the one who takes it way too far. In school, I was labeled ADD. They doped me up on all sorts of medications at a young age, and really, what they were trying to dumb down, what they were trying to quiet, was my brilliance. Some of the most troubled kids, if they would have just had the right person take a hold of them, those are the most brilliant minds. The ones who think outside the box, the ones who want to question authority, the ones who don't want to sit down and shut up, do as they're told. Some of those people, if given the right direction, could have been the Einsteins and Picassos of today. I often wonder how many great minds have we lost to conforming to society's way? You know, how many Einsteins did we say, oh, you got a learning capability because you're too hyper, and, you know, we just told them to sit down and shut up, and when they didn't sit down and shut up, we kick them out, and we label them as uneducated or dumb because they didn't sit down and shut up all through school. Or, you know, for me, like, I was told I was a troublemaker, and I couldn't listen, and then, you know, what society was telling me as just a kid, I took into my adult life, that I was a nobody who just caused problems. And guess what? Law of attraction. All I attracted was trouble, and then fell into drugs, and that was my way of not feeling, thinking, and being okay with mundane living. I don't know. What do you guys, anybody listening to this, you know, send me a message. jaymcc326@gmail.com. Send me a message. What would you like to hear or talk about? Anyway. I'm going to have friends on here. Some days we'll do a comedy hour. Other days we'll do skits. Other days I'll talk about real shit. Just want to see if I'm somebody you guys want to listen to. Because I talk to myself all the time, so I figure I might as well try to talk to other people. You know, communication and shit. Get outside my head. Get inside yours. Mind fuck you. Mind fuck you good. Nah, just joking. But seriously, with all the hate in the world, all the chaos, all the war, all the violence, try to be kind to a random person. You know, random act of kindness goes a long way. Never know when you can change somebody's day with just a smile or a wave. You could be the fate that turns their fate around, you know. And if I reach one person with all my ranting and raving, then I know I did right, and I did good. Today it's 100 degrees out. I don't have an air conditioner. I live in an RV. Life, I've made some choices to where I'm sort of just stuck in a rut. Rocking a hard spot doesn't even fucking describe it. I'm at the bottom. Bottom feeder. You know, I know in due time my chance will come to climb out, get up. But right now, I mean, it's hard. It's hard living. I've been humbled by my experience of losing everything. And, you know, when you don't have anything and you've lost everything and shit just isn't going good, it humbles you. You become thankful for all the shit that you took for granted. Anyway. 100 degrees out, no air conditioner, and I went through a recent loss, and I lost another fucking person to heroin. Me and my girlfriend fucking got into it, loved my life, you know, and we just weren't getting anywhere, so she left. I got two good friends that I can trust and confide in. Everybody else is a snake. I got a good mom, good sister. Dad's lived in the same town as me my whole life, but he's a drug addict piece of shit. Other than that, yeah. In a way, this podcast is a way for me to get the shit out too, you know? I just want it to be real shit. And if I say something that offends you, and you go throughout your day upset because of something I said, then you need to learn how to let somebody, however many miles away, not bother you or ruin your day just because they have a certain view or belief. You know, none of us can debate anything. We all want to argue with how we feel and what's, you know, me too. No, I'm just joking. But for real, like, we're allowed to have opinions, but really, if Susie in Alabama is having an abortion, how does that affect me here? In a sense, you know, that's how I look at it. Like, so you can do what you want with your life as long as you're not harming somebody around you, you know? Yeah. Religion? Politics? Don't really want to go there. I'll hit those topics, but I guarantee 99% of you won't get it, won't want to get it, because I'm more of a universal law of attraction. Now, I do believe in the sense of God, I just don't think that humankind's consciousness level can acquire what really is God. I relate most with the ancient Sumerian text, aliens made us, but I do believe we're all connected in ways that we'll never understand, and I believe God is real, but it's something that we won't understand, can't understand. And I believe that no one will ever really know who you are. Like, there's, what, 9 billion people or something on this earth? There's 9 billion different versions of me, because each one of you will perceive me differently as I see myself. My mom sees me differently than my sister. My sister sees me differently than my friends. My friends see me differently. So there's a 9 billion different versions of me if I was to meet all 9 billion people, and not one perception of me would be the same. Not one perception would be how I view myself. That thought always gets me lost and just, holy shit. Anyway, if at all today you can't do anything for yourself and you're just in a bad mood and you can't shake it, try doing something kind for somebody you don't know. Random act of kindness. I'll preach that every episode, even when we're joking, but I hope to get some emails in. I hope that downtime is something you guys would want to hear. Shoot me a message, let me know yes or no. And always be kind.